As West Virginia's public schools prepare for a September 8th reopening, many parents and guardians, because of coronavirus concerns, are considering virtual schooling for their children. In fact, according to the West Virginia Department of Education, about 50,000 children so far in West Virginia have already signed up for virtual school. So how will this model look in West Virginia? And where does that leave kids who don't have broadband access? Liz McCormick brings us this story.
Across West Virginia, families have been promised virtual schooling options in light of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Each county in West Virginia offers various virtual school scenarios, either the West Virginia Virtual School from the West Virginia Department of Education, or a local option structured by that county, or some combination. In some counties, students will have to stick with their virtual program for a set amount of time.
Let's say it's a brand new day and you want your student to go to the Google Classroom.
That's Jennifer Rowan. She's the director of technology for Jefferson County Schools. She's speaking over Zoom, showing parents in Jefferson County how to use Google Classroom. This is one of the programs Jefferson County Schools uses for their virtual school called Jefferson Virtual Academy.
Google Classroom allowed for us to be successful during the springtime, at least to get everybody on the same platform. So we are going to use that for this coming school year.
Last week, the Jefferson County Board of Education held this public meeting, which had about 500 guests. They spoke with families who were curious about virtual schooling this fall. Jefferson County is using Google Classroom to organize and deliver classes and assignments. Students can type up questions and comments there with teachers and classmates in real time. It's also where they submit work for teachers to grade. The county also uses an online program called Microsoft Teams, which allows for video conference calls during virtual class. These will also be recorded and available to students if they aren't able to join when class meets. Rowan also notes that in Jefferson County, lessons will be synced up as close as possible in both virtual and in-person classes in the event school must go entirely virtual because of virus outbreaks.
It has never been more important than now to adhere to those pacing guides so that we have students who are, if we have to go into a quarantine period, are now at the same type of pace as the virtual academy students.
The county is also committed to providing personal electronic devices to every student who needs one. But families in Jefferson County have to choose now if they want to go virtual or attend in-person scenarios. In fact, the deadline to choose the virtual option is today, August 19th. If a student in Jefferson County who signed up for in-person schooling decides they want to change to virtual school, they'll have the option to switch at the end of the fall semester. Jefferson County's Virtual Academy is just one example of what virtual schooling might look like this fall in West Virginia. Each county will vary. Governor Jim Justice has ordered that all public schools offer in-person, virtual, and hybrid learning structures to all families. Counties can offer a platform called West Virginia Virtual School, which is the model suggested by the West Virginia Department of Education, or counties can design their own virtual structure like Jefferson County is doing. Regardless, if parents want their child in virtual school, they have that choice. As Governor Jim Justice pointed out in a recent virtual press conference,
we will have total optionality. If you feel like that your child, you know, should not be at the school, then we're going to make that child's education, along with all the children's education that choose not to come to the schools, virtual. And we will absolutely deliver a quality education to them for the time period that they decide not to come to the school.
One way Justice is hoping to make virtual school easier for families who choose it is through a broadband expansion initiative called Kids Connect, which is expected to go live by September 8th. The governor has committed $6 million to the project. It creates just a little more than 1,000 Wi-Fi hotspots spread out across the state in all 55 counties. The project was a collaboration of the governor's office, the West Virginia Department of Education, and the Higher Education Policy Commission. Students will also have access to school buses that will drive them to these hotspots so they can complete their work. Chancellor of both the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission and the Community and Technical College System, Sarah Armstrong Tucker, recently spoke about the initiative at an informal informational meeting with the West Virginia House Education Committee in Charleston.
I think it's going to make a significant difference. So if we have to go to a virtual environment or even a partially virtual environment, our students will know where they can go so that they can connect to the internet.
According to the governor's office, only 40% of West Virginians have access to broadband. So the hotspots will be crucial if virtual school is to be successful. These hotspots will be available in parking lots of all K-12 schools, which comes out to more than 680 sites. 32 higher education institutions will also offer hotspots, more than 250 libraries, and 31 of West Virginia's state parks. West Virginia's superintendent of schools, Clayton Birch, echoed Tucker at the education meeting, but said it's only the first step into a much larger broadband issue in West Virginia.
I appreciate the 1,000 points of Wi-Fi that we're targeting. I think it's a great project, but it is a Band-Aid.
Virtual school this fall will be available to all students in West Virginia, from kindergarten to 12th grade. School is set to begin in West Virginia on September 8th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.